And we had room here.
I see. Where was the front door of the house?
I haven't got all the way back here anyway.
Oh.
We had some more.
Oh, you had more? With 13 children, I hope you had more. I hope you had lots of room.
Now, this, all this area here, all this was the old part of the house.
I see.
So, all this was the old part of the house. All this from here up. From here up. This was the old part of the house. All this had the framework is tagged in with sills. The axes had hewed the sills out. And these rooms were added on here and here.
I see. Were they added on when you were living there or before you all?
My father had it done.
I see.
Back in the, when I was just real small. Because I was the last, evidently, he didn't know that he was going to stop with me. So he went ahead and...
Well, the way he had been going, it seems as if...
Now, up here, in this section was what we call the half story. Upstairs, had two large rooms up there. And some of the family even slept up there.
Was it finished?
No. The ceiling wasn't. Floor, maybe the walls up to where the roof line came down.
But it didn't have really a ceiling across
the top of the
Where was the kitchen?
Here. This was a kitchen. Now we came through the house something like this. This was a through passageway through my mother's room.
Your mother's room was
right here.
The front room,
and
sort of.
Some slept in here, and there was one bedroom back here. Here. I don't remember for sure what we had right here.
Probably another bedroom with 13 children.
Mm-hmm. And this was a kitchen.
Where did the main activity of the house go on? If you got together as a family, would it have been in the room with the fireplace?
No, believe it or not, we had a stacked chimney right in here.
Oh, you did?
Stacked chimney here, fireplaces in these two rooms.
I don't know what a stacked chimney is.
Well, the chimney goes up, you know, but you got a fireplace in at least two different rooms.
Oh.
With the flue being the same room.
I see. They're building some houses like that again now.
Yeah, yes, they are. I've got a neighbor got a house, a real nice one, like that.
I take it that it probably didn't have an inside bathroom.
No. No, there's no such thing as that out in the country back in those days.
Did it have plumbing?
No.
Of any sort?
No, we had a well back here in the yard and a spring across the highway in front of the house. And we had to get a lot of the water from the spring of the well just didn't supply ample water.
I see. That's very, very good. That's a shame. I hope they don't let their house disappear.
I do too. I thought of it lots in recent years. I'm a lover of old things, and it kind of hurts me inside to see them destroy old homes for progress or businesses, like along the main streets going into town, you know, everywhere.
The lady yesterday afternoon was telling me about an old home, very old home, big home, here in Rome that was torn down to make a charburger place, and she thought this was terrible too. And it is. She said that this was about 10 or 12 years ago, and that perhaps now more people would be interested in preserving it. But at that time, make way for progress seemed to be the word, and a lot of things went.
Yes.
That shouldn't have gone.
Rome lost over 2,000 population in 10 years.
Oh.
And I guess where it went was so many homes destroyed for modern highways and streets through town.